From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media on the progress of the study looking into the feasibility of renovating and repurposing the vacant John L. Edwards Primary School on State Street in Hudson. Lacey Thale O'Reilly Wilson Architecture and Preservation of Albany was chosen to conduct a study and will be paid $39,500. Lacey Thale will conduct a forum in July for the public to discuss potential uses for the building, followed by a final presentation in mid-September. The study is expected to be completed by the end of September. However, the owner of the building, the Hudson City School District, is not waiting for the report to be completed. It is in the process of selecting a broker to sell the former school, according to Superintendent Maria Stuttermeyer. She said, and I quote, "We anticipate that the building will be on the market shortly for any interested parties to consider," end quote. The former primary school closed at the end of 2017-18 school year. The total assessed value of the 7,400-square-foot building was $5.3 million in 2018, according to Columbia County Property Records. The city is considering the possibility of moving its offices, with the exception of the police and fire departments, into one building. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. NewYorkUpstate.com has ranked New York's counties by total number of breweries. The state is now home to more than 400 breweries, which support a $5 billion industry. All but four of New York's 62 counties have at least one brewery. 49 counties have two or more. Greene County tied for 14th place with seven breweries for a total economic impact of $35.6 million. Columbia County was ranked 13th with eight breweries and a total economic impact of $47.6 million. Dutchess and Ulster counties tied for 7th place statewide with 15 breweries each. Suffolk County, Long Island was ranked first with 36 breweries within its boundaries. Those businesses are credited with a total economic impact of $408 million a year. According to Paul Leone, director of the New York State Breweries Association, breweries have been opening in New York at the rate of about one per week in recent years. Read the full story at NewYorkUpstate.com. Dan M. Clark is reporting for the New York Law Journal. State lawmakers are considering legislation that would add a definition of criminal sexual harassment to the state penal code. Charge would be defined as a Class A misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in jail. The measure was introduced in response to the allegations of violent behavior on the part of former State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman toward women with whom he had sexual relationships. Although the accusations ultimately led to Schneiderman's resignation, he did not face criminal charges because there was no applicable law that could be used to prosecute him. Assemblywoman Arabella Samotas, a Democrat from Queens, signed on to sponsor the legislation. She said it is intended to address acts of sexual harassment and domestic violence that may go unnoticed and, consequently, not be addressed. The bill has been referred to the Codes Committee in both the State Assembly and Senate. If passed, the bill would take effect this November. Read the full story in the New York Law Journal. Rachel Silverstein is reporting for Capital Confidential. First-term State Senator James Scofis, April 22nd, unveiled a tip line for the Senate Committee on Investigations and Government Operations. Tips for the committee may be sent to investigations@nysenate.gov. The Orange County Democrat said, and I quote, "Our tip line establishes a direct line of communications between the Investigations Committee and the public. The point of having this tip line is to ensure we are hearing right from the people of New York in a private way that can provide us insight into improprieties and inefficiencies," end quote. Three investigations have already been announced: the practices of big drug company middlemen, code enforcement, and public authority, including IDA compliance with state law. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.